He's my neighbor.
Why don't you go say hi? This would be the perfect time. Because
you could go say hi to him, too.
Yeah, but he's your neighbor.
Well, no, he's your neighbor as well.
You share a property line with him. He's
yeah,
your, like,
we're all on the same block, so, I mean, you could go, too.
Now, look, he's going into... Go now, because if... Well, Mayor, now you've blown it, haven't you?
No, I didn't blow it. Chicken? He went into his house.
Chicken?
I'm not chicken because he went into his house.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House. Where we've been talking the last half hour about volunteer opportunities you might consider getting involved with. So we hope we planted a few ideas there for you to consider. We do have a caller waiting online to ask a question about their house. Let's see if we can bring them into the conversation. It's what we're here for, to answer your questions, your calls, and talk to you about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Good morning. It's Tom.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question on roofing. I have a new manufactured home that's still under warranty, and I was up on the roof here about a month ago, and I see a whole bunch of nails not covered up by shingles. So I called them about it and let them know, and they says, well, our approved method is just doing a white asphalt emulsion paint over the nail heads. And I'm going, no, not going to work. I don't want my house looking like a polka dot already. So what can I do about it to get them to me? It's going to be replacing shingles and starting over.
Okay. Well, I would hate to have bought a brand new unit, walked up on the roof and seen 30 or 40 exposed nails. I'm like you, that doesn't seem right. And patching it with a little elastomeric paint is going to be a Band-Aid at best. It's a good Band-Aid, but it's just a Band-Aid. Whenever I've got a grievance with a contractor, service provider, home builder, I encourage homeowners, put it in writing and submit it with a certified letter, making someone sign for it. And just let them know exactly how you feel about it. You might include a picture or two. You know, if it were two or three nail heads that were just barely exposed below the edge of a shingle, well, you know, I might be a little gentler with them. But boy, if you've got that many, I would push it, and I would push it in writing and see how far you could get. And I wouldn't stop with the first no. I'd push and push as hard as you might need to. Because elastomeric paint on top of a roofing nail head is really just a patch.
Yeah, and it sounds like it was just kind of a blow-and-go job. There shouldn't any reason to have exposed nails.
They were maybe cheating on some of the coverage or something. But
and that's
something went wrong.
Yeah, but we mentioned it in passing, but it came up. Because Tom was mentioning it was a manufactured home, did you see that they're moving a manufactured home business to the Navajo Nation? They had shut down the coal plant up there. That was about 700 jobs. Well, that fit the need for Zinni Home, which is they're specializing in manufacturing tiny homes in the 320 to 640 square foot range.
That's tiny.
And if you want to, you know, find something positive about the supply chain issue, originally they were going to be making these in China and shipping them over, but shipping costs went from $40,000 to $40,000. So and now it made it cheaper for them to go open this tiny home manufacturing plant on the Navajo Nation. They had the people that used to work at the coal plant that needed jobs. They needed a place to manufacture these, and it all married together. So that, you know,
that's about as happy an ending as you can be. As long as they still, I'm sure they still got enough electricity. Oh, mercy.
So I liked that, you know. One more thing now made in America that's not made out of the country. That's a good, that's a win at the end.
I love it. I love to see that building going to use. That's quite a structure up there. I wonder. I'll be curious to see how that all gets put together.
Sounds like we need to take a road trip when they get started.
There you go.
Once it's all up and running.
Sounds like a winner.
There was a good article out of the Wall Street Journal about mistakes home buyers and sellers make. On the buying mistakes, they had the five things. One was picking a so-so location. You know, that we're talking about good neighbors. You know, investigating in the neighborhood is very key. The fifth one, and speaking of neighborhoods, was, you know, people end up in homeowners associations that really don't realize.
Didn't read the small print.
Well, maybe they read the small print, but they didn't realize implementing it was a lot harder than they thought. You know, oh, you have to have a certain color, or you have to park your in the garage, and you know, whatever the case may be, they end up living in something that it's not comfortable for them because it's so different from, you know, how they used to enjoy it. So both of those things really tie back into your neighborhood. But buying a house sight unseen, there was a lot of that going on, and a lot of people waiving a home inspection. Both of those happened a lot, and
that's the panicked buyer.
It is, and that can be so expensive going into something that, you know, has an underlying problem that, you know, it just took a few minutes to go find that.
Julia encountered that when they moved this last time, and every time they'd put a bid on a home that was in Utah,
by the time they'd
see it go up for sale, and before they even got their bid in, somebody had bought it sight unseen. So I guess they have so much money from over there that they can buy it and fix it, right?
Well, and they're buying on a panic situation as well. But we have seen indications that the searing white heat of the real estate market is cooling off just a little bit, whereas average days on market had been, you know, listed in hours. Now we're getting back up to several days, so it's cooling off just a little bit. But if you're in the market of buying, if you're trying to buy a house, here's a couple notices I would like you to have. Try and find out if the house is in the generation of flipped homes, where so many homes were flipped during the housing bubble of 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12. Many of those flipped homes were not done by licensed contractors. They weren't done with a building permit. They weren't done to code. When you're looking at buying a home, proceed with caution. I would tell you to not compromise on location. It is true, location, location, location. For whatever reason location is that important to you, I would tell you, make that steadfast. And don't forego the inspection. And get pre-qualified by a good lending institution like Galaxy Lending so you can go out there and negotiate confidently. Don't panic buy. It's going to cool off. And I'll stake my life on it. I'll guarantee it. I'm not going to tell you when because I don't know, but I'm going to tell you it's going to cool off. Don't panic buy.
So some of the mistakes listed when selling the house is not properly planning for capital gains tax, fudging facts and flaws. It was painted 5 years ago. 8 years might be more realistic. We had some roof repairs that, you know, a small roof leak, and it was, you know, they had to replace drywall because it was so bad. You know, fudging. Yeah. Fudging the facts and flaws, that's one way that, you know, we really like the Homezada is as you detail all the work that you're doing when you go to sell the home, you can show all the work that's been done so the buyer knows exactly what kind of condition you're coming into. And then showing the house at its worst. I don't know anybody that does that. Most people are the reverse of that. They dump a ton of money into their home trying to make it nice and sellable. And then they get done and like, man,
these are the things
I don't want to move now.
Yeah, these are all the things so I should have done 10 years ago.
And a lot of that is hard to recoup when you're selling the home, because it's right now it's a hot market. The house is probably going to sell no matter what.
Yeah, it probably is.
Most homes aren't on the market in the country right now for more than 15 days.
It is. And I think Bob, calling from Scottsdale, actually has a question along this line, the value of remodeling. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. How you doing?
Very well.
Good. Yeah, I have a question. Looking to do some remodeling in our house here in Scottsdale. We're looking to do, we have a three-bedroom, two-bath, and I'm looking to remodel the bathroom to walk-ins, and then also redoing the kitchen. And I was just wondering, would it be smart to remodel both bathrooms as a walk-in? Would I lose some property value if I decide to sell down the road with two walk-ins versus one walk-in and one bath?
I'm going to tell you my personal opinion is that for a long time, a lot of realtors would tell homeowners not having a bathtub, not having one bathtub in the house is a detriment. And I just don't think that's the case anymore. I think it's almost as personal as what color are you going to paint the house. So I don't think not having a tub will decrease the value. Now, I will tell you this. There are buyers that will decrease the desirability of your house, but it won't decrease the marketability of your house. So if this a home you plan on being in any significant amount of time?
Oh, yeah. We've been in the house for a while, and we plan on, you know, probably continuing to live in it. My wife always tells me that she wants to enjoy the house, so we might as well do what we want. Somebody else will buy it and do whatever they want, so... but I was just, you know, at some point, if we decide to sell the house, I was just wondering the pros and cons.
I think I'm with your wife. If it's a home y'all been in a while, you like the neighborhood, you're content on staying there, make it the way you want it. And it's in a solid neighborhood that's always going to hold its value. Just get the house the way you enjoy it. Now, give me some major cross streets.
Via Linda and Frank Lloyd Wright.
Okay, so the home is 20 years old or newer, right?
Yeah, it was built in the late 80s.
Oh, late 80s, so it's older than I thought. Okay, so you were a pioneer out there in that part of the country in the 80s. Has the house been remodeled since it was built, or are all the appliances and plumbing fixtures 40 years old?
Probably all the plumbing fixtures are probably 40 years old.
Okay.
Backyard's been remodeled and stuff like that, but interior has not.
Okay. Bob, you're not going to go wrong updating that house. You are in a very rock-solid neighborhood that's going to hold its value. It's always going to have a high degree of desirability. Put the house together the way you want it, the way you and your wife can enjoy it, and know you've made the smart decision.